This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And once again, in this hour, we're going to throw the lines open. This hour is your hour. You own this hour. This hour is for you. This hour is for you to call the following number and ask a question or making a comment about any aspect of science. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. That's the magic number. What I want you to do is when you hear the sound of the telephone, give your name, call letters of the radio station or website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and that's it. Then ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to ask but never had the opportunity. You know, I was on a book tour a few years ago, and a guy comes up to me and says, "You have to answer my question." And I said, "Well, why do I have to answer your question? I will, of course, but why do I have to?" And then he said, "Because if you don't answer my question, I'll have to wait another 10, 20 years for another theoretical physicist to come and give a book tour." And I thought to myself, and I said, "Well, gee, that's right. He will have to wait about another 10 or 20 years for another theoretical physicist to come by to answer that question." So, you don't have to wait 10, 20 years. You can call 612-564-8135. Let's say you're having dinner with the kids, and the kids ask you a science question from class that leaves you stumped. What are you going to do? Say to your kids, talk to your mother. No, you're going to say, "I'm going to call Dr. Kaku and put you kids on the air." You can ask that question to 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. And so once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. And also, if you want to know more about what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, we passed 4 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have about 1 million people on Twitter. And on my website, mkaku.org, you can see reference to the books I've written. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. My latest one is called The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space, As We Head to the Moon, Mars, and Beyond. Another one was The Future of the Mind, talking about telepathy, telekinesis, mind reading, all the stuff that you read about in science fiction but never knew it was actually possible using advanced physics by connecting the human brain to a computer chip, to a laptop, to the internet. You can literally control things around you by thinking about it. That's right, thinking about it. And then in Physics of the Future, I talk about artificial intelligence. I talk about the medicine, where medicine is going with genomics. I talk about how we will live in the future. And then in Physics of the Impossible, I go way out there and I talk about Star Trek. I talk about science fiction, teleporters, warp drive, black holes, wormholes, hyperspace. All the stuff you see on Twilight Zone or on Star Wars, I talk about from a scientific point of view. So once again, go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out. find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, without further ado, let's throw the lines open. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Okay, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. It's me, Harrison. I am 6 years old from Moss Beach, San Luis Obispo, California. I was wondering, how is light made? Thank you.
Well, light is made, let's say, in a light bulb when you heat up metals, like tungsten, for example. In fact, anything that's hot, if you heat it up to a few thousand degrees, it starts to luminesce. That's called black body radiation. Now, first of all, we have something called the conservation of energy, meaning that energy can change forms rapidly. The total amount of energy remains a constant. However, the form that energy takes can change. Specifically, if you heat up something to a few thousand degrees, it turns red hot. If you heat it up some more, it turns yellow hot. If you turn it up even more, it becomes blue hot. Now, why is that? Because the atoms inside the object you're heating up starts to vibrate. And it's the vibration of the atom that gives off light. Why does the sun shine? Well, the energy of the sun comes from E equals mc squared, Einstein's equations. But where does the light come from the sun? It's because the atoms in the sun vibrate. And when they vibrate, they release radiation. If they vibrate very slowly, they release radio. In fact, that's where radio comes from. Radio comes from vibrating the atoms inside the antenna. If you heat it up some more, it turns into infrared hot. You heat up a wire some more, turns red hot, yellow hot, blue hot. If you could heat it up some more, it becomes invisible again, it becomes X-rays and gamma rays. And so once again, to answer your question, it is vibrating atoms. Atoms which vibrate, releasing radiation called black body radiation. That's why the sun shines, because the atoms inside the sun are vibrating. So why don't we shine? And the reason why we don't shine is because we're not hot enough. But if you were to take a piece of wood and heat it up to a few thousand degrees, it will in fact shine. Okay, well, let's move right on and take the next listener phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Carla, 7:50 a.m., Anchorage, Alaska. The question is, if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into? If it's expanding into other universes, what's the ultimate place or space, or what all these universes are expanding, where to? I know it sounds silly, but space, is it infinite? And is everything expanding infinitely? Or where's the edge? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question. It's sometimes said that physicists never blush when you ask them a question, but there's one question that will make a physicist blush, and that is, what is the universe expanding into? And where did it come from anyway? What happened before the Big Bang? That's how you can make a physicist blush. Well, there's two answers to this question. If I take a flat sheet of paper and then all of a sudden magically turn it into rubber and then stretch the rubber can stretch. So every point on the rubber is stretching. But what is it stretching into? Well, it's just stretching in the second dimension, because you have a tabletop with a piece of rubber on it. Well, that's not very satisfactory for most people. But we physicists now have a new idea coming from hyperspace. So let's take a short commercial break. And after the break, we're going to continue with discussion of what is the universe expanding into anyway? You are listening to Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135 and ask that question that's always been bothering you for all these years. So stay tuned now for Science Fantastic.
58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour, so once again, get to the phones and call that number, 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe you can get on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a very embarrassing call from someone who asked a question that even children ask. When children learn that the universe is expanding, the first thing they say is, well, if you're so smart, tell me what is it expanding into? Well, the short answer is, we don't know. But there are theories. The latest theory comes from something called string theory, which is what I do for a living. That's what I get paid to do by New York State, working on string theory. And that is that our universe is a bubble of some sort. It's expanding. We live on the skin of the bubble. And that's called the Big Bang Theory. The fact that we're probably on a bubble of some sort that's expanding. But we now believe that there are other bubbles out there in a multiverse of universes, each one perhaps expanding or contracting. And what is it expanding into? Well, the bubble is three-dimensional. It is our universe. We can move left, right, up, down, forward, backward. We can move in three directions. However, if we're on a bubble, the bubble is expanding into another dimension, a dimension that we cannot sense because we're trapped. We're trapped on the skin of a bubble. So we can do the mathematics of what it would take to leave the bubble and float in hyperspace, that is a higher dimension, but we can't do it because we are stuck on our bubble. Sorry about that. So to answer your question, the short answer is that our bubble is expanding. It's expanding into the 11th dimension. So we live in a three-dimensional world with time. It's four-dimensional. But there are other dimensions that we cannot see. So we're like ants. Ants stuck on a bubble, like a balloon. The ants can theorize about the third and higher dimensions, but they can't escape the bubble. They're stuck like flies on flypaper, and that's why they cannot visualize these higher dimensions. And again, this is just a theory, but it happens to be the dominant theory in theoretical physics at the present time. Okay, well, let's move right on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name's Maria. I'm calling from Queensland in Australia. I'm listening online, and I was wondering how black holes close, but also if you could explain what happens to the antimatter when it reacts inside the black hole. Does it turn into a photon, or what type of energy does it turn into when it annihilates? If you could please explain this. Thank you.
Wow, we get so many phone calls talking about the cutting edge of physics. So let me try to answer your question. First of all, what is a black hole? A black hole is like a dead star or a collection of dead stars that is so massive that even light cannot escape. So it's not that the black hole closes. The black hole is like a Roach Motel. Everything checks in, nothing checks out. And surrounding the black hole, there's a sphere. The sphere is called the event horizon. If you pass through the sphere, you never come back out again. It's a one-way trip. If you skim the surface of the sphere, you orbit around the black hole and do not necessarily die. You can simply orbit around the black hole. That's what we do, by the way. We are orbiting right now around the black hole. There's a black hole in the center of the Milky Way galaxy in the direction of Sagittarius. If you want to see it tonight, look in the night sky, look in the direction of the constellation Sagittarius, and there's a black hole that weighs about 4 million times the mass of our sun. And so the black hole doesn't close. It's basically a trap door where everything can fall in and nothing falls out. And we have photographed it. It was a photograph that made headlines around the world. It looks like an angry eye. You see this black thing in the center, which is the event horizon. It is black because everything that falls in is captured and nothing falls out. And then what about matter, antimatter? Well, Stephen Hawking said that black holes are actually gray. They can seep out a little bit of radiation called Hawking radiation. So let's say that the gravitational field of a black hole is very strong, so strong that matter and antimatter spontaneously jumps out of the vacuum. It's possible one particle falls into the black hole, the twin, the counterpart, leaves the black hole, so the black hole radiates. It gets smaller and smaller, less massive as time goes by. It will radiate, called Hawking radiation. It's very slight. Now, the reason why I think Stephen Hawking never won the Nobel Prize for this idea is because it's experimentally very difficult to test. How do you test this very faint radiation that comes from a black hole when matter, antimatter pops out of the vacuum, one particle falls into the black hole through the event horizon, the other particle escapes as Hawking radiation? So it's a theory. Everyone believes in it because it obeys quantum theory, so we all believe that this happens. But to prove it is difficult, and so far we have not observed it, and that's why I think that the late Stephen Hawking never really won the Nobel Prize for a stunning application of the quantum theory for black holes. And then the next question is, let's say you fall into the black hole, where do you go? The short answer is we don't know. There are many theories. Most theories simply say you get crushed and that's the end of the story. Another theory says that perhaps there's a gateway to the other side of a black hole, We don't know. If you just take a look at the theory, just take a look at Einstein's equation, throw something into a black hole, what happens to it? It falls into a parallel universe, especially if the black hole is rotating like a very fast ring. However, is there proof of this? No. It's just theoretical. But the existence of black holes is no longer in doubt. We see them, we can photograph them, and there's one right in our own backyard in the direction of Sagittarius. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Jason Miller from Fredonia, Kentucky. I listen to your podcast online. My question is about the origin of time. Do we know how long it took from time to go from infinity to the current rate that it goes now on Earth? And how do scientists calculate those things? Or can we even look back that far? Love to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Well, that was the question facing Edwin Hubble, the famous astronomer, back in the 1920s. When he took a telescope and looked at the far distant galaxies, he found that the light, which should have been yellowish, was actually slightly reddish. Now, what does that mean? This is called the Doppler effect, the fact that when something that vibrates moves away from you, the wavelength stretches like an accordion. If an object that vibrates moves toward you, then the waves are compressed like an accordion. Now, sound waves have this feature called the Doppler effect, and let me demonstrate for you what it sounds like. When a car comes toward you, it sounds like this. That's when it moves away from you. The frequency drops. So the frequency is higher when it moves toward you because light is compressed or sound is compressed, and sound drops in frequency when it moves away from you because sound is stretched. Now, you've heard that all your life. All your life, you've heard the sound of cars whizzing by, except you never knew there was a name for it, called the Doppler shift. That, however, the reason why policemen give you speeding tickets. They shine a laser beam on your car, and the laser bounces off your car and is slightly distorted. And if the frequency is raised, it means that you are moving away from the cop car, moving toward the cop car. If the frequency is lower, it means you're moving away from the cop car. So that's how cop cars know how fast you are traveling. Now, Edwin Hubble in the 1920s found that the galaxies in the heavens were slightly reddish, meaning that they were moving away from us. And he found something called Hubble's law. The farther you are away, the faster you're moving away from the center. Well, I'll talk about the origin of the universe after the break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. Ask that question. 612-564-8135 is the number to call, and you can get on Science Fantastic.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Joe Biden is pulling even further away from President Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, the state that may make him the 46th U.S. president as he moves closer to the 270 electoral votes he needs to win. In the latest batch of results from the Keystone State, Biden expanded his lead to over 27,000, meaning the president's already thin hopes of catching up are fast dwindling. Trump cannot win a second term without Pennsylvania, and if Biden captures its 20 electoral votes, he cannot be stopped. And prior to the election, President Trump's campaign and Republican National Committee identified lawyers that would be in every state to represent them if need be. Now lawyers in those states are looking for enough evidence to build cases aiming to cast any doubt on the validity of the election outcome. This is USA Radio News. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger told reporters on Friday that the state will likely head to a recount due to the small margin between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump. Biden pulled ahead in the state by a narrow margin of just over 1,000 votes as of Friday. He added this process will remain open and transparent to monitors. Americans are going to have to wait a little longer to find out who will control the U.S. Senate. Both Republicans and Democrats hold 48 seats each, with four races left to go. Two of those races are in Georgia. And NASA is taking steps now to make sure coverage of its moon mission is out of this world. The agency sent out a request to companies that can use new technologies, like 360-degree cameras and virtual reality. The search includes broadcasters, studios, the aerospace industry, and nonprofits. This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can ask a question on national radio. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Well, we had a question coming in, and the question was, how do we measure time? How do we know how old the universe is? For example, no one was there. No one was there to witness the Big Bang. And our clocks only go for a few hours a day, so how do we measure cosmological time? And the way we do that is by looking at the redshift. That is, galaxies are moving away from us, and we know the rate. We know the rate at which they are moving away from us, and we know how far they are away. So what you do is you calculate how fast a galaxy is moving toward you, and then just run the videotape backwards. When you run the videotape backwards, you get a time of when the galaxy was right close to you, like in a Big Bang. So that's how we calculate the age of the universe, by calculating how fast the galaxies are moving away from us, and then running the videotape backwards. Now, originally, when Hubble did this calculation years ago, he came out with an embarrassing conclusion. He found that the universe was something like 1 billion years old. But you see, geologists already knew that the Earth was billions of years old, because that's what it takes to create mountains and continents and continental drift. Well, we have a better measurement now with satellites. With satellites, like the Planck satellite, the latest number, ta-da, is the universe is 13.8 billion years old. So again, by running the videotape backwards, that's how we can calculate how long it took for the expanding universe to get as big as it is. And the answer is 13.8 billion years, which matches all the other yardsticks that we have. We know the age of stars, for example. So the universe has to be older than the stars, of course. And sure enough, 13.8 billion years is older than the oldest stars. And so that number seems to hold. And so we now know more or less how old the universe is. Now, Stephen Hawking took this one step farther. I wouldn't go this far. Stephen Hawking said that because we know the instant of creation, the Big Bang, there was no time for God to create the universe. Therefore, God doesn't exist. Because the universe took place in an explosion, and there was simply no time for God to create all the planets and stars and trees and birds and stuff like that. Well, now we believe in a multiverse idea. It's not proven, but it's the leading theory now that we live in a bubble bath of parallel universes. And so there is a time before time. There was a time before the Big Bang. And therefore, if God exists, there's plenty of time for God to create a multiverse of universes. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Yes, Professor, this is Roy Martinez calling on 89.9 KWCB in Floresville, Texas. I have a question about Halley's Comet. It goes to the Earth's atmosphere every 78, something 9 years. Okay, my question is, if somehow we could put a GPS and trace it, where does it go? Does it go all the way to the end of the universe and it goes around and comes back around again? That's what I'm curious about that. And thank you for your time.
Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to answer the question, where do comets come from anyway, like Halley's Comet? Well, you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor, and the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
To you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And if you want to know more about Science Fantastic and what I do, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what I do for a living, which is physics and science. Well, before the break, we had a call about where did Halley's Comet come from and where do comets come from in general? Well, when we learned about our solar system, we learned that the planets toward the center of the solar system are the rocky planets, Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Further out, you have the gas giants like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune. But what's beyond the gas giants? Beyond the gas giants, there are comets. And there are two types of comets. Some comets are in the disk of the solar system. They're called short-period comets. They can whiz around the solar system in a matter of years to decades to centuries. These are comets that lie slightly outside Neptune, but not much farther than that, in the disk of our solar system. But then we have a sphere of comets called the Oort cloud, and that's where long-period comets come from. Now, Halley's Comet is a short-period comet. Its orbit takes it out to around Neptune or so. And as you pointed out, every 76 years, it whips around the solar system, giving a spectacular cosmic display. Now, then the next question is, well, if it comes back every 76 years, that means that maybe the cavemen and cavewomen saw the comet. Well, yeah. Perhaps they did, but recorded history with the Chinese and people in the Middle East, we've been able to go back thousands of years into the past, and sure enough, every 76 years or so, Halley's Comet reappears in the sky. We should also point out the historic importance of that comet. That comet sailed over England in the year 1066, freaking out King Harold's troops, which were in a life-and-death struggle with William of Normandy. Well, William of Normandy won the Battle of Hastings, creating the modern British monarchy. So in some sense, Halley's Comet was sort of like a midwife to the creation of England. That's right. And then that same comet that helped to create England, also sailed over London again around 1666 or so. A young gentleman saw that comet by the name of Isaac Newton. His university was closed because of the Black Plague. England was in a lockdown because of the Black Plague. And while he was at home looking at comets, he discovered the law of gravity and the laws of mechanics and motion, one of the greatest achievements of the human mind. So Halley's Comet, in some sense, was the midwife of the British monarchy and the midwife of Newtonian mechanics, which made possible the Industrial Revolution. Not bad for one comet. Okay, let's move on now to take the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Kenneth. I would like to ask if we were living on another planet and there was, like, for example, a ring, you would see ring shine. But let's say you were living near a nebula, would you see, like, nebula shine? Or if there was a black hole, a very large black hole that was far away but still a large and apparent size in the planet's sky, would that be called, like, singularity shine, if you would sort of see, like, some kind of, like, a light emitting from the black hole towards the planet that you're on? So wouldn't that be called, like, event horizon shine or singularity shine? One last thing. Let's say there are multiple universes and you're in a multiverse and you're looking out from your universe to another universe. You see a rise above you. Would that be, like, cosmo rise or, like, you know, something like that? Thank you.
Well, to answer your question, many people saw the movie Star Wars, where Luke Skywalker looks up in the sky and sees a double star system. Well, a lot of scientists wrote letters saying, that's nonsense. It's unstable. Planets cannot go around a double star. You're not going to have double star shine in the universe. Well, they were wrong. Now we have 4,000 planets that we've seen orbiting other stars, and sure enough, some of these planets orbit not just double stars, but triple star systems and even more. So, yes, you can have double star shine, the shine from two stars. However, black hole shine is going to be much more difficult. So, sorry about that. Black holes are black. They absorb light. They don't give off light at all. So you're not going to see black hole shine. Sorry about that. Well, let's take another short commercial break. You're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. So give us a call and ask that question that you've always wanted to ask on national radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, the lines are open. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters at the radio station or website, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. However, let me finish up the response I made to the person who talked about moonshine, starshine, and black hole shine in outer space. Why can't we see the black hole at the center of the Milky Way galaxy? Well, one, it's black, but it's at the center of the galactic cluster. In other words, by rights, there should be a fireball, a gigantic fireball bigger than the moon, coming out every night. Think about it. A gigantic fireball that outshines the moon every night, which is the galactic center. At the center of the galactic center in Sagittarius A, there's a black hole. Now, by rights, so there should be a fireball coming out every night, which creates not just moonshine, but galactic nuclei shine, which would then light up the night sky. Why don't we see it? Dust clouds. We live in the disk of the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy is like a disk, like a flying saucer. And because we are in the disk, and the disk is quite dusty, we cannot see the galactic center. But if you could somehow, by magic, remove all the dust in the galaxy, then you would see this fireball coming out at night, and yeah, you would see definitely galactic nuclei shine, outshining the moon with a black hole at the very center. But sorry about that, it's all obscured by dust clouds. Okay, well, let's move on and take the next listener phone call.
Hello, Dr. Kaku. This is Ben Parno calling from Waukesha, Wisconsin, and listening to you on YouTube. My question is, if you had the opportunity, would you drink a glass of Europa water? And with that, is there a possibility that it could be some kind of different kind of water? Or is water water no matter where you are? Love your show. Thank you for being amazing and teaching me so much. Bye.
Well, to answer your question, water is not always water. There's something called heavy water. You see, water is H2O. That is, you have one oxygen atom with two hydrogen atoms. But hydrogen occurs in more than one variety. You can have ordinary hydrogen with one proton, but also you have the deuteron, so you have a proton and a neutron. So it doubles the weight of hydrogen without changing the chemical properties. So instead of H2O, you have D2O. Now, D2O, if you were to drink it, from what we can tell, it's harmless. It tastes just like ordinary water, except a little heavier. That's why it's called heavy water. And it would have no health effects. So when we analyze ancient water, water from the glaciers, water that's been frozen in the glacier ice for tens of thousands of years, we find that the ratio between ordinary water and D2O is slightly different. And that's how we use as a dating material in order to calculate the age of these glaciers. So how do we know what the weather was like so many tens of thousands of years ago? Because the ratio between water and heavy water actually changed over the thousands of years. Now, you also ask another question. Would I drink Europa water? Well, probably not. First of all, Europa is a satellite of Jupiter. It has an ice-covered surface, and geysers apparently shoot sprays of water and ice into outer space, but it probably has lots of contaminants as well. I mean, Jupiter, of course, is a gigantic radioactive planet, and so the water on Europa is probably slightly radioactive, plus contaminated by all sorts of chemicals. So I would not definitely drink Europa water. However, NASA had at one point plans to put a submarine in under the ice cover of Europa. So once again, this is a moon of Jupiter. It is, of course, a billion miles in outer space. It's covered with ice, but underneath it is an ocean of liquid water. And plans to put a submarine down there are plausible, but has been shelved at the present time. But it means that life may actually exist in the far reaches of the solar system, far away from the sun, where tidal forces, that is the churning of the center of Europa, keeps it hot, melting the ice cover, creating a liquid water ocean. But to answer your question, would I drink the water? No. It's probably radioactive and full of contaminants. But D2O and H2O apparently are cousins. They are chemically identical. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, Michio Kaku. My name is Orlando, and I'm calling from Stuart, Florida. My question is, what is the best theory on what happens after death? And are you afraid of death? You're my hero and icon, and I enjoy listening to you very much. Thank you very much.
Well, first of all, let me say very clearly, I don't know what happens after death. If you talk to most scientists, they would simply say that death is a sensation of biological activity. So your body, as we know it, can no longer function. But what happens to your soul after that? Well, we don't know. However, let me say a few things. First of all, it's normal to fear death because we are hardwired to do so. We are hardwired to protect ourselves. If you don't believe that, simply throw something at somebody and instinctively they'll try to catch it or dodge it. You have no choice. So we are genetically hardwired to fear death. But what happens after death? Well, I wish I knew. I could change world history if I knew the answer to that question. Well, once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out all about what I do for a living, which is science and theoretical physics. And, of course, give us a call at 612-564-8135, and you can get on national radio and the Internet with your question about our universe.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984.
That's 800-364-2984.